So today's Mother's Day. I always love Mother's Day. It's a great time. I was driving yesterday in Brentwood with my wife and just thinking about my mom. Both my wife and I have mothers have passed away, and so these are days where we remember all the things that our moms done, and just amazing memories. One thing I can say certainly my mother did for me is she gave me my sugar addiction, and so for that I thank her very much. Someone said to me, I can't remember who it was, just this week, someone said, yeah, this man's wife made him a cake every single week. And I thought about it, I said, I'm pretty sure my mom probably did that for us too. And it's like, that's to this day, I love cake, you know, so anyways. But moms, we want to just celebrate you. So if you're here today and you are a mom, you are a mother, we're going to ask you to stand up because we want to pray over you and pray for you. Don't be shy. Come on, stand up. You know you're a mom. Come on. That's it. All the moms, stand up. We are so, so thankful for you. We know that your job is tireless, a lot of times unappreciative. We just want to say to you, we thank you for people like you. We thank you for the heart of a mother, because each and every one of you, as I look around the room, have even impacted my life. And so not only do you train up your children, you also touch the lives of so many. So we want to pray over you, pray blessings over you, and we have a small gift, a token of appreciation for you. So church, let's pray for these moms who are standing. Father, how glad we are that you love us unconditionally. How glad we are that we can always look to our Heavenly Father for instruction, direction, strength, and provision. And God, as these moms are standing, we just acknowledge them. We thank you for their jobs, Lord, as mothers. We thank you that they, day in and day out, care for their families and care for so many. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them and encourage them in the season that they're in their lives. Maybe for some of them, it's young children. Maybe for others, their children have grown. But Lord, we just thank you for the gift of mothers, their hearts, God. And in my perspective, the heart of a mother is so close to the heart of God because they just love unconditionally. They love with no expectation of acknowledgement or even appreciation. They just do it day in and day out. And so, God, we know that you look down and you are smiling on these moms. We pray that you would fill them with the Holy Spirit. Pray that you would empower them, God, to not only infect and ingrain truths in their children, but everyone that they come in contact with. I am thankful for my mother, and I am thankful for the women in my life that I called mom, that just taught me and instructed me. And so I just pray, God, that you would do amazing things through these women, but that, Lord, that they would know that you are the apple. They are the apple of your eye, that you give them all that they need. So I pray, Lord, if any of them here are discouraged or just tired, I pray, God, that you would give them strength. And I pray that they would never weary, they would never grow weary in the work that they're doing, that they would never tire. And I pray that every day of their life, they would rely on you. So bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Please stay standing, Mom. The kids are, come on, yep. The kids are going to come forward and hand you a flower. Once you get your flower, if you would take a seat, that will help them know who still needs flowers. So thank you so much for you moms. It's just a token of appreciation for the work that you do. Stay standing. I know it's hard. Couple more. Good morning. You need to stand up, Mom. Right, we got one more up front. Walker right here. You don't get one. Why was he raising his hand? Her back hurts. Well, then you should stand for her, yeah. Thought he was trying to get a rose out of the deal. Okay. Love it. Thank you guys so much. We do appreciate you. Guys, let's give the moms a round of applause. Thank you all. Well done. All right, guys, if you want to open your Bibles, we are in Proverbs chapter 31. Mother's Day message just to encourage us in who they are, what they strive for. Proverbs 31, if you have need of a Bible, you can raise your hand. We'll hand one to you so you can follow along with us. Proverbs 31. All right. Bible's open. Let's ask God to bless this as we enter his word. Father, we thank you for the scriptures. We are so confident that your word is going to speak to us, God, because it is alive and living, and it ministers to us. Whenever we read it, we are encouraged. Whenever we read it, we may be challenged to change. And so I pray, God, as we read these scriptures, that certainly it applies to mothers, but I do believe it applies to all Christians, Lord, that we would put you first in everything that we do. And so, God, as we study your word, as always, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Fill us, help our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to know the truth of your word, so that we will be those Christians in this world that are confident of our God and assured through our Savior Jesus that we have everything that we need to accomplish and have a successful and abundant life. So bless us as we study your word, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Proverbs 31. Let me get my app open here. You know, Mother's Day is one of the most important days of the year. It's important because, like I said in my prayer, moms aren't always appreciated. We don't really tell our moms we love them as much as we should. I think about, you know, when I was growing up, I left the house when I was probably around 23 years old. And actually moved out of the area, so I didn't get to see my mom that much. And I'm sure if she was here today, she would say I didn't call her enough. And that's probably the truth for all of us, you know. So as we celebrate Mother's Day, we got to remember to call our moms and let them know how much we appreciate them, how much we are the people that we are because of them. And so I want to remind us of a couple things. You know, President Woodrow Wilson said this: "This day has been set aside as a time for a public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. It's a holiday that we celebrate all mothers." And it's a great opportunity for us to remember them, but it's also a great opportunity for us to say thank you to them, because I don't think we say that enough. And if you're here this morning and maybe your parent or your mom is not sitting next to you or they're not in the same country, I encourage you to make a phone call today. To give them a call and just to say how much you appreciate them, because I think that's so, so very important. And, you know, I always like to say this, that moms aren't always perfect, but man, they just never give up. They just never give up. My mom was not a perfect mother, but I knew she loved me, and I knew she loved our family, and that just goes such a long way. And so continue to do the work that you do. And even in this sense, we got to make sure that we're celebrating all moms. And I think about when I was growing up, I had a best friend that lived a street away from me, and I used to be at his house all the time. And his mother was like a second mom to me. I mean, she just was always fun to be around. She always made, you know, fun things for us to do as kids. And maybe I liked being there because she let us do whatever we wanted, which probably wasn't a good thing in a lot of ways. You know, she used to make the best chocolate pudding pie. So there goes that vein again, right? There's so many moms in our lives that make a difference. And to this day, there are people in this room, there's women in this room, there's moms in this room that still instill those principles of motherhood into my life, and it's such a blessing. It's been said that there are more telephone calls made on Mother's Day than any other time of the year. It's important. It's important for us to reach out to them. And if you haven't done that, please do that today. Mother's Day is a special day. It's a day when we remember our mothers and we give them gifts and encourage them. Do you know where Mother's Day came from? Anna Jarvis says this: "A mother is the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world." Anna Jarvis is the one who actually went to Congress and asked that we have a Mother's Day holiday. And actually, it was her mother that wished it. Her mother wanted it to be put into place, but she passed away before it happened, and her daughter took over and made it a national holiday. So we need to be thankful. And it is true that a mother is probably the one who's instilled in us the most of the principles and most of the character that we have as believers, as people. So it's interesting to take this time and to remember our moms. For some of us in this room, we may think of our mothers every single day. Maybe for some of us, we see our mothers every single day. And a lot of times I feel like if we see them every day, we really don't pay attention to it. It's when in our absence of them that we have to be reminded to touch with them, to touch them and to know them. I am so thankful for my mother. Thankful for the person that she was. And as I said, she wasn't perfect, but my mother always had a way of lighting up a room. She never knew a stranger. And I've shared this story before. I mean, whenever we'd go to the dentist and sit in the waiting room, she would know every single person in that waiting room by name. She would know what they did for a living. She would know where they lived. She would know if they how many kids they had. I mean, she just did not want to just sit there and be quiet. When I remember my mother, I have fond memories. And I know that may not be the truth for every single person in this room. For some, you may have hard feelings when it comes to your mother. Maybe it was a bad upbringing. I don't know. But I always like to remind us on Mother's Day, we don't honor the performance. We honor the position of motherhood because it's not easy. And I'm thankful for the moms in this room that have not given up, that keep on doing it even though it's hard. I think it's a great example for us as Christians to not give up. I mean, I grew up in a home where I always felt provided for. There was always food on the table. There was always a roof over my head. Our family was small, but I never remember a time when we didn't feel loved by our parents. My dad, again, my memory's sketchy, but I just remember always having dinner together, the four of us, at home every single day. My dad would get home around 5 o'clock, and we would sit down and have a meal together. That's what I remember. Our family went on vacations every year. We always spent holidays together. I mean, I can think about the days we would set up the Christmas tree, just all the things that we would do during the holidays. There was always family around. And that just is, again, just a great memory for me. Abraham Lincoln said this. Let me make sure I get this right. Abraham Lincoln said, "No one is poor who had a godly mother." And I can't say that my mother was a godly woman, but she was a good woman. She became a godly woman at the end of her life when she had finally accepted Christ. But she was always a good woman. She was always faithful. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. My mom was always there for us. And I'll never forget this one time my brother and I were being exceptionally bad. And my mom had had it. What's that? Just one time. That's it, yeah. For me. My brother was always bad. Yeah. But my brother and I were just, I guess we were on each other's nerves and we were just fighting all the time. My mother had had enough and she says, "That's it. I've had it. I'm leaving." And she literally walked out of the house. And my brother and I think we were like 8, 9, 10 in that area. And when your mother leaves, you're like, what are we going to do? You know? And my mom tells the story. She goes, "All I did was walked out of the house and stood in the driveway next to the window and heard my brother and I go, 'What are we going to do? Oh my gosh, no, Mom, don't leave.'" It's like, we need our moms. Women, girls, ladies in this room, be a mom. Even if you don't have kids, be a mom. Because a mom is someone who has a heart for other people. And certainly as Christians, that's what we should have. We should have a heart for other people. Abraham Lincoln went on to say, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me. They have clung to me all my life, and that I am and hope to be, all that I am and hope to be, I owe to my mother." And I would imagine if all of us took time to think, we would think of some things that our mothers did and showed us, and to this day we still do it. We still think about that. It's so important to us. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 31, starting in verse 25. We'll read through the end of the chapter. This is our text for this morning. Verse 25 says, "Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates." I've titled today's message, A Mother's Influence. Because that is what moms do. They influence their children. They influence their household. They influence their culture, the people around them, the people that they are. As I said, my mother did not know a stranger. And in the last part of her life, she was working at the YMCA up in Rochester, New York. And she was in charge of membership, you know, people's memberships. And I have no doubt, if you sat down with my mother, you were going to sign up for a membership for the YMCA. There was no doubt. She would paint it the best picture that it always would be. That was my mom. She always said it was the best, or it's going to be the greatest. I'll never forget when Red Robin finally made it to Rochester, New York. And my mom told me when I was coming to visit, she goes, Robbie, she called me Robbie, and she's the only one who calls me Robbie. Just make sure that, I know one of you are going to do it this afternoon. She goes, Robbie, Red Robin is in town, and when you come, we're going to go. It's the best hamburger in all the world. You are going to absolutely love it. Now, if you know anything about me in Rochester, New York, there is a hamburger restaurant there that is the best on the planet. Does anybody know the name of it? Shaler's. I knew my wife would. Shaler's, best simple hamburger. Doesn't have the fluff and all that. So we go to Red Robin. When I get to Rochester, within an hour, I better be entering in a Shaler's to get me one of these burgers. And when I get there, we go to Red Robin, and we order this, you know, Red Robin. It's like overboard. It's like too much stuff on a burger. So that's what my mom likes. So I bite into it. She goes, isn't that the best burger you've ever eaten? The problem with my mom, she builds things up so much that there is no way that hamburger is going to live up to the expectation in my head. It probably was a great burger, but because I thought it was going to, like, you know, I don't know what it was going to do to me. I'm like, yeah, it's okay, but I'd rather be at Shaler's. That was my mom with everything in life. When my mom and dad were retired, I don't know where these stories are coming from. When they were retired, they would drive around in their RV. And I told my mom, she loves to write. I said, you should start a blog so that you can write these things so that your friends can follow your blog and know what you're doing. I think it's still there today. If you go to every single one of her blogs, it either talks about how good the restaurants were or what the best desserts were in the town. I go, Mom, do you realize your entire blog has everything to do about food? There's no experience like, oh, we saw a beautiful waterfall. There's none of that. It's always about food. She goes, oh, I never noticed that. I go, yes, it's about food. Here's the thing. A mother's influence should be one that's influencing us in the Lord. Notice again, down in verse 30, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. A mother's influence should be that influences faith in our children and people around us. And this was what this particular woman, if you notice in verse 1 of chapter 31, King Lemuel, I think I've probably butchered that name, but King Lemuel is writing this proverb based on the teachings from his mother. And so his mother taught him, you know, what the perfect woman would be, I guess. And so here she says, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be, what does it say? Praised. I don't think there's anything more beautiful, not physically, but spiritually, than a woman who loves the Lord. And if there's anything moms, women, even men and Christians should do, is that to fear the Lord, to be in awe of God, to truly be in wonder of the greatness and amazement of our God. And for this woman, that's who she was. She feared the Lord. She was in awe of God. And because of that, she increased her faith. Because isn't that true? When we think of how big our God is, it reduces the size of our problems. How big is your God? How powerful is your God? Because that's faith. When we come up with health issues, or we come up with financial issues, or we come up with any kind of obstacle or mountain in our lives, when we realize how big our God is, we realize, God, you're going to get me through this. The Bible never promises us an easy life, does it? No, but it says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll always be there with you. And so our faith has to be the most important thing. And for the moms in this room, your faith is what is most beautiful upon you. When you share your faith with your family, when you share your faith with your friends, That just does nothing but encourages other people around us. And that is what is so important, because a mother's influence comes from God. Isn't that the influence we should all have as believers? I don't want to influence anybody on my bad habits. I don't want to influence you on eating more cake or eating more sugar. I want to influence you on loving God and relying upon God more. That's what I want to do out of my life. That's what we should all want to produce. Now, the other stuff is part of it. But isn't that the source? The source is God himself. See, there are plenty of things in this world that are fading away, aren't they? For those of us in this room that are over 50, we see a lot of things fading. I don't even know the guy in the mirror anymore. It's like, oh. And that's what it says. Charm is deceitful, beauty is fleeting. If we rely on the outward, if we rely on the physical, we are going to be sadly disappointed. You know, just this morning, woke up with a new ache. It's like, oh, that's new. That's fresh. It's always encouraging, right? It's like, oh, I'm tired of aching. It's like, ugh. But where's our strength come from? It comes from God, right? See, the most powerful people in this room may not even be able to walk, may not even be able to move like they did when they were kids. But you know what? They can pray, and they can intercede, and they can reveal their faith to other people. I love it when I meet someone on a Sunday morning, and they look at me, God bless you. I mean, I know that's what we say in church, but isn't that the truth? Isn't that what we want? We want God to bless you. That should really be something that comes from our heart. Nothing looks better on a woman than her love for Jesus. Be sure we love God. Now, the fear of the Lord. A couple verses. Psalm 111 and Proverbs 1 say this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay? Proverbs 1 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if we're truly seeking wisdom and we're truly seeking knowledge, it begins with the fear of God. It begins with the reverence of the God that we serve. It has to start there. This isn't being afraid of God like, oh, he's going to get me. No, this is the fear of God to go, God, you are so amazing and you have everything I need. When I feel like I don't have wisdom, the Bible tells me, what do? I ask. Right? That's what James said, right? If any of you lacks wisdom, sign me up. I'm in that line. I lack wisdom. God offers it to us. And if you want wisdom in your life, if you want knowledge in your life, fear the Lord. There is nothing more powerful than when God moves in and through your life in such a way that all your blessings are credited to him. When I look around the room, I see people's lives that have been touched by God, and their confidence is in him alone. Not necessarily their businesses, not their careers, not the stuff that they have, not the place that they live. My confidence is in God. That is a beautiful thing. And that's what this woman had. That's what she had. She had the influencing of others with her faith. The next thing I see, if we go back up to verse 25, says this, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She shall open her mouth with wisdom. There it is. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. So not only does she influence others with faith, this mother, or this woman, displays strong character. Again, verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. A strong character, a strong resolve in life, a confidence that comes only from God. See, we can't always get our strength and our confidence from the world, can we? Or the things of this world. Because things change, seasons change. If you've been here, if you've been on earth for a long period of time, you know that things change as the different seasons go by. God was different to me when I first got saved. He was revealing himself to me the entire time. And then he changed me again. And then he made me, you know, desire to serve him in the church and in other places. And then I desired to start a church. God changed. These seasons change. But his strength is always been given to me. Has his strength been given to you? Are you the person you are because of who God is in your life? I think it's important. Honor is good reputation. It's respect. It's integrity. Guys, we should, every single one of us, not just moms, every single one of us in this room should want other people to look at us and say, now there's a person of integrity. There's a person that you can count on, that you can rely on. And that's who we all should strive to be. In Ephesians chapter 6, see if I have it here, yeah. Speaking about children, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for that is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. What a great promise. To honor your father and your mother, to honor them, because God says it's the right thing to do, because that's what it says. For it is right. And there's a promise that comes along. If you do that, you'll live an abundant life, a life that is satisfying. It was just Wednesday night, I was talking to a brother whose relationship with his father has been very strained over the years. And he had gotten a voicemail from his father, and his father said to him, son, I forgive you for all that you've done. To which the son said, he didn't ask for forgiveness for himself, for the things he's done. He's just saying, I forgave you. And the son was like, what did I do? And the son asked me, he said, what do you think I should do? I said, I think this is an opportunity that God has given you. I think this is an open door. Who knows where it'll go? But you're called to honor your father and mother, not because they're good people, not because they've done, because that's what God wants you to do. Who knows where it'll go? God's heart is always reconciliation, isn't it? God's heart is that it would be restored. So who knows? We're praying. We're asking God. So I haven't heard the result yet. But that's always the heart. So to this son, I'm saying, call your father, because it's the right thing to do. Is it the easy thing to do? Nope. The easy thing to do, delete the voicemail. But the hard thing to do is make the call and see what God's going to do. Guys, that's not easy, is it? It's just easier to avoid things, isn't it? But it isn't what God wants. No. God wants us to do what's right. To do what's right. You know, as I look at this area, even the entire chapter of Proverbs 31, this, I want us to understand, is not a performance checklist. I know many women I've heard, I don't know about this room, they look at Proverbs 31 and they go, I don't like that girl. The Bible's giving us a picture of what women can be. It's not a chick, I got to do all these things. No, it's showing us, it's a reminder that God wants more from all of us. It's a reminder that God wants us to do what's right because it's right, not because it's easy. So when we look at this, we don't look as, oh, my wife's not that, or my mom's not that, or that. No. I would say we should look at Proverbs 31 and pray this over our moms, and pray this over our wives, and pray this over our daughters, and see what God will do. I think it's powerful to remember that fear of the Lord is the most important thing. A surrender to God. You know, I think sometimes we compare ourselves to other people. We compare ourselves to other people's lives and how good their lives are. And well, if only I had that, or only if I could do that like they do it. See, life isn't perfect. It's not always going to be ideal. The circumstances and the situations. The reality is we live the best life that we've been given because that's the only life we have. Do the best you can. I hear it a lot from children saying, well, my parents did the best they could. Hey, who could ask for more than that? For doing the best. I think the best parents are the ones that are humble enough to say, I didn't always do it right. I did make a mistake. Forgive me. The conviction of the Holy Spirit is always more powerful than the conviction of a spouse or a child, right? Got a couple laughs. Right? The Proverbs 31 mom remembers that Jesus' life appeared, listen to this, appeared to be ordinary on the outside. When you think about Jesus being born as a baby in a barn in Bethlehem, I mean, you want to talk about ordinary? And sometimes life is just ordinary. Sometimes life just needs to be, and actually sometimes I think I wish life would just be more ordinary. I'm old enough to remember how life seemed to be when I was a kid. And man, there seemed to be a lot less distractions. Seemed to be a lot of less of things in our way and getting things clouded up in the world. But guys, sometimes life just needs to be simple. The older my wife and I get, the more we just like to sit on our couch and enjoy watching shows she likes. I don't mind confessing this, for the first time I watched Hallmark that's not in the holiday season. It was actually pretty good. Same story still. Same story. I mean, you can almost write the thing. Oh. Listen to me. There's glory in the ordinary. I think that we struggle when we want so much more. We want things to change, when we want things different. I think it bogs us down. Yes, we all want things to change. We all want things to be better, but just enjoy the season that you're in. I find that in my life, there were so many things that I just went through life when I was younger that I totally missed. Totally missed. Like I said, I moved away from the house. I moved out of the state when I was in my mid-20s. I think we were 23. Went to Florida. Those are years that I was separated from my family. And to be honest with you, I stand here today wishing I had more time with my family. More of those memories. So if you're close to family, spend that time together. I love that there are families that love to be together. I think it's so important. Because life just isn't easy. So you got to make the best of every situation, even though it's not ideal. If you want to, you can turn there, but it's in John chapter 16. Jesus had just said to his disciples this very thing. He says, "A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father." And the next verses kind of are the disciples going, what does he mean by this? In a little while, we won't see him, and then a little while, we will see him, and I go to my Father. And in verse 19 of chapter 16, Jesus says this, "Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, 'Are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said, a little while, and you will not see me? And again, a little while, and you will see me? Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy.' A woman," look at this illustration, "a woman when she is in labor has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." Jesus uses the illustration of childbirth to relate to life. There's going to be times in our lives when things are difficult, things are painful, things are hard. But he's saying, if you endure that, there's joy that's coming. There's good seasons that come. And so that is the life that we live. There's ups and downs. And I am thankful for the ups and downs because it helps me keep my focus on God. And when I'm down, somebody in my life is up. And when I'm up, somebody in my life is down. So we are there to help each other, to encourage each other, to influence each other's lives. And what is it about moms that seem to always be able to know the answer for every problem? Right? Skin your knee, they got that down. You know, you got marriage issues, they seem to help in the marriage issues problem too. Moms just have amazing amount of wisdom. And so we have to remember that the character that our moms have is something to be revered and respected. Jesus tells his disciples, for a little bit, you're going to have a hard time, but joy's ahead. And I tell you what, if we didn't know that, if we didn't know that Jesus said there's better days ahead, how discouraging would that be? Can you imagine if Jesus said, it's going to be hard here on earth, hold on as long as you can. Hopefully it'll get better. No. He says it's going to get better. And that joy will be there. So guys, we have got to endure to the very end. The final thing I want us to see in Proverbs 31. Is in verse 28. "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. A mother's influence always influences people with faith. It also instills great character and instills character in others. But finally, a mother's influence always influences her family. Always pouring into the family. Always encouraging their children and others. And I love this. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Now, can you imagine, moms, if your kids woke up and say, "Mom, you are such a blessing to me." Hopefully some of you mothers heard that this morning. Right? And I really hope, I know there's children in here, I hope your moms don't have to do any dishes today. For some moms in here, I know they don't even have to be home for dishes. Serve your moms. Honor your moms. Be there for your moms. Again, a mom's heart is always surrounded around her family. They think about family. They think about the things that are going on in the home. As I think about my childhood, I just see my mother through the entire thing. She was there every step of the way. She was always there for us. My parents, thank God, my dad worked hard. My mom was able to stay home and raise us. I always remember that. I would love to say that's a great model, worked for me. And I know that's for some of you in this room, that's impossible. You can't do that. But I encourage you, as much as you can, pour into your family. As much as you can. I mean, there's no one that's going to do it perfectly. I want to remember that. But do the best you can. Work will always be there. Family will not always be there. So make sure you take time for your family. Make sure you take time to be with them. As I said, my mother wasn't perfect, but she was blessed. She loved her husband. She loved her friends and her life. She loved her two sons. I think me more than my brother, but that's just a personal opinion. She was always proud of us, even when we made mistakes. And one of the last memories I have of my mom, we were together at one point. I can't remember when I was with her when she told me this, but she told me that my brother would come over every single morning and sit at the kitchen table with her and have coffee. And that so blessed my heart. And also convicted it that I wasn't able to be there for her. But it's not about me. But it just brought so much joy to my mother. Now, I will tell you, if you know any stories about my brother, he wasn't the perfect child. Brought them a lot of grief and a lot of struggle and a lot of pain. But that didn't matter. My mom loved sitting with my brother and just talking about his day. Those are the moments that we'll never forget. Those are the moments that I believe my mother influenced my brother in a powerful way. It's so important. And when this is my last story, when my mom passed away, and I knew my dad was alone, it broke my heart. When I finally got to my dad, and obviously we got through the tears and the hugs and the kisses and all that, but I said to my dad, I go, "How are you doing?" And he looked me in the face and he goes, "Rob, I loved your mother to the very last day. And I know she loved me too." And for me, that brought me such peace and confidence that he was happy and pleased with his life. Guys, if we can do anything as believers, we can influence other people's lives. Moms, you do that wonderfully. But that's all of our jobs, isn't it? To influence other people. We can make those memories. We can make those connections. Let's try to slow down life enough where we can truly spend time with people. The hardest thing for me is sitting with someone, having coffee, talking to them, knowing I've got another appointment. That is so stressful to me. And so unfortunate. Everyone should get our full attention. Because when we come to God, guess what? We've got his full attention. So a mother's influence is one that is very, very powerful. And I applaud all you moms, and I encourage you. If you need support, if you need help, please reach out to someone. You know, and obviously on Mother's Day, this particular Mother's Day, I'm thinking about Micah waddling around the church this morning. And I'm like, "Whoo, this baby's coming." And she's like, "I'm so tired." And she got a really active young boy. And that's the picture I have of young moms, right? Hey, I just want to say I'm impressed you got your hair done this morning. But I also see mothers in here who have older or grown children who are so blessed at their kids, so blessed at the men and the women that they've become. And that is why we endure to the end, because there's good results that will come. So moms, thank you. We appreciate you. We pray God's blessings over you, and may God give you all that you need. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the Proverbs 31 woman. Again, Lord, not a list of things to try to accomplish, but a reminder to put you first, a reminder to fear the Lord, a reminder to pour into our families and pour into our relationships. God, I thank you for all the moms here. I thank you for everyone here. And I pray, God, that you would just fill their hearts with joy and peace, that you would strengthen their physical bodies, Lord. For I know their task is difficult. Everything that they must accomplish in a day, to caring for kids and caring for the home and caring for their husbands or whatever the situation may be for them. God, I just pray that they would not give up. I think of that verse in the Bible that says, do not grow weary while doing good. I pray that none of these moms would grow weary. But if they do, I pray that they would reach out to you and that you would strengthen them and lift them up. God, I pray that you would bless our day wherever we are. If we need to call our moms, if we need to spend time with our moms, we pray that that would be a priority. And God, we are just so grateful that you love us so much, that you blessed us with moms. To you be the glory and praise. We pray all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.